Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cobe Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Swietonik. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Swietonik. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargreaves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Shealy races over to make the catch. There goes Kyler. The throw to second, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hornsby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grantham. Schult reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. Grimm goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-1 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swetonic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swetonic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Swetonic moves to third. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Swetonic scores. Jones moves to third. Wehner moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-1 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kyler scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shealy strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beck. The throw from Hargreaves and he is safe. Beck steals second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kyler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Kyler reaches third base with a triple. Beck scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargreaves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Swetonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swetonik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swetonik hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargreaves moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wehner hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swietonik fields it and throws to third for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Schult reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. Grimm goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. Carmen Hill now pitching. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Shealy moves to third. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beck is called out on strikes. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Hornsby reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. he's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Grantham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 3 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 3 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Trainer goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 Cubs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grantham moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 4 in the game. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Grantham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams pinch hits for Charlie Hargreaves. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Carmen Hill. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Fussell now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fussell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-4 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Wainer moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Wainer scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 8-5, Cubs. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Trainer scores. Grantham scores. It's 8-7, Cubs. Adam Komorowski pinch runs for Earl Shealy. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bartel strikes out. One out. Abram pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Linton pinch hits for Fred Fussell. Bob Linton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 7. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.